We're here for the fair. Monica and I drove down here with our Airstream. We went up to Fairbanks and then Tok. We stopped in Wasilla and Palmer on the way up north. And now we're here for the Haines Fair for the week. And then from here we go back up to Anchorage via Valdez. But I'm going out to Gustavus and Skagway and Juneau in between. So it's quite the tour.
Anything you're hearing in Haines that sets it apart from other parts of Alaska?
Well, we've got a little bit of a ferry problem here in Haines. And that was a little unexpected. It's created a lot of chaos, and it's really sad to see what's happened to our ferry system. I was born in Juneau, grew up down there, and I know how important the ferries are to Southeast Alaska, and so I really stand by the ferry system and really hope it gets resolved soon because it's really screwing a lot of people up.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama on the statewide government level. So why now for federal government? What issues do you want to tackle on that stage?
Well, I want to see jobs and an economy return back to the state of Alaska. When I was a kid, my dad was the attorney general alongside Governor Jay Hammond, and I grew up during a time when Alaska had tremendous growth and there were opportunities for people moving to the state and there were jobs for kids coming back. We don't have any of that right now, and I know that there are a number of issues that are holding back the state. Healthcare, of course, is one of them. We've got the highest healthcare prices and in the entire world, and that's keeping businesses from moving to Alaska. That's one big problem, of course. And then there's a lot of regulations that are holding back development of our natural resources. You know, we're a natural resource state, and I think we should take advantage of that and make the most of it. And so we've got to get our economy going back in Alaska. And right now it's looking like we're contracting.
To that point that you're making about jobs and natural resources, you grew up fishing and you've mentioned that you're strong on protecting water. How are you going to manage that balance if you're elected?
Well, I think fishing is a renewable resource, and if it's managed appropriately, we should have fish for generations to come as long as we keep our waters clean, both the headwaters and the oceans. And so as our senator, I would really work hard to make sure that we're not contaminating our waters and that we're promoting the best environmental situation we can for our fisheries, whether it be sport fishing or commercial fishing or fly fishing in rivers. And I want to stand up for water in Alaska for sure.
You're running as an independent, and you've mentioned, I'm gonna embarrass you and play something for you that's from your campaign ad.
Uh-oh.
Out here, if you can't think for yourself, you won't survive.
What are some issues where you feel like you need to be an independent or vote outside of traditional party lines?
If I become Alaska's next United States Senator, I will always put Alaska first and look at every issue through the lens of Alaska and how it will relate to Alaska.
Are there some examples that you can think of right now? Like, where are some votes where you might fall on different party lines?
Well, I think healthcare is a great example. I went to medical school through the WAMI program up in Fairbanks and then ultimately Seattle through the University of Washington, where I met my wife, Monica, who's a pediatrician, and she was also a WAMI. And by then I went on to become an orthopedic surgeon. And between the two of those, I've been involved in healthcare literally all across the state, from Metlakatla all the way up to Noatak in Fairbanks and all over Southeast Alaska. And I do understand that we have a very complicated healthcare system in Alaska with a lot of active duty military, a lot of veterans. The Native health system is very complicated and integrated with our system. And any kind of healthcare solution has to address some of the issues that weren't addressed with the Affordable Care Act. And while the Affordable Care Act was really good at protecting pre-existing conditions and keeping people on their parents' plans until the age of 26, it didn't help the healthcare cost issue and the bottom line to people's pocketbooks. And any kind of solution nationwide, I think, has to be specific, at least for Alaska, to come out ahead in this, because it's really, really holding back our economy. And I'm not a Medicare for all kind of guy. I don't think that's the solution up here, and it's not what I'm hearing people want when I travel around the state. But what they do want is affordable health care for those that don't have it and for those that are considering moving to Alaska. It's just too big of a barrier of entry for many individuals and small businesses. So we need to come up with a solution that'll work for them as well.
Senators were asked recently to weigh in on tweets from the president that were widely denounced as racist. How would you react to pointed questions like that?
Well, I would say what I believe, and I think it's terrible that racism has resurfaced. And here we are, you know, way past the 1960s with the civil rights movement, and we've gone back years and years to, you know, all this hatred and racism and divisiveness in our country, and that's got to stop. And I think as a U.S. senator, you've got a responsibility to put your foot down and say, that's not right. And the same goes true with Dan Sullivan not standing up and giving, you know, his reasonable opinion about what's going on with the state. Yes, it's state politics, not federal politics, but as a federal leader of the state, I think you have the responsibility to stand up and make clear to the people of Alaska what you think is the right way to go.
I was curious how long you were working as an orthopedic surgeon or as a medical doctor.
Yeah, I came back to Juneau in 1994, my hometown, and I started my own orthopedic surgery practice from scratch. And we picked out the carpets and the cabinets, and Monica and I helped build a solo private practice. And I ended up practicing in Juneau for approximately 20 years. I did satellite clinics in Sitka and Petersburg. And then ultimately, John Bursell and I brought together three other people and created Juneau Bone and Joint Center, and I was the president of that. I was also president of the Juneau Medical Society while I was in Juneau. I still am part-time at Petersburg Hospital. I closed my Juneau practice in 2013 when I went back to school.
And so, you were doing this work for a long time. Was there a turning point for you? It sounds like looking at reforms is a big part of the reason you're running. Was there a turning point for you? Was there a moment when you were like, this has to change and I've got to do it?
Yeah, there really was. It was when the Affordable Care Act came back up in the Senate a couple of years ago, and Dan Sullivan made it clear that it wasn't going to be an important issue for him. And that really made me angry because I know how important it is in its role of holding back the economy in Alaska. And, you know, if he's not going to do anything about it, then he needs to get out of the way and let somebody come in and fix the problem, because Alaska desperately needs this fixed. And if we're going to have a future, if there's going to be any kind of diversification of our economy, we have to fix this.
Do you think starting there to build jobs can help pull Alaska out of a pretty jaw-dropping economic shift?
Oh, absolutely. And first, let me say, I support the idea of a balanced budget. I think you can't spend more than you have coming in, but you have to be able to have some mechanism to grow the economy. And right now, there isn't one. Oil and gas production is slowly decreasing. We don't have any other great job producers in the future. And so we need to become a more attractive state to alternative sources of or alternative economies such as finance and technology if we're going to compete with the lower 48, which I should note is booming right now while we're in recession. We have the highest unemployment rate in the country and with the highest healthcare prices in the world. I should note that the two are very much related.
Thank you so much.